Here we go.
Rabbi Meir, Meir says, you call chamesh, eat all for 5 hours. The surf and you burn it b'tchila sheish. Sreifa is done b'tchila sheish.
Let's talk about those hours in real hours.
Okay, so let's say 12 o'clock is sheish. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is sheish.
So the sixth hour is from 12 to 1 or from 11?
Yes, 12 to 1. 12 to 1 is the sixth hour. Correct.
Hour.
Correct. Chatzos. It's
really
this
amount. From 6 to 6:59.
No, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tos and miyadi.
Another thing you said.
Good. You know all my lines. Oh, I don't know. There's a fire extinguisher here. It's good to know.
How do you see that from looking at me?
I look at I see myself behind me. I see something strange there. No, it probably was, just never noticed it. All right, no, the sixth hour means the hour before Chatzos. That's my mistake. The Chatzos.
6 hours from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12.
Right, that's the sixth hour. That is the sixth hour. The seventh hour, 12:01, is the beginning of the seventh hour. Chatzos is the end of the sixth hour. When it's 12:01, you are entering into hour number 7.
Right, so okay. How do you remember that when you don't want to start focusing on that every time?
Eichon Kol Chamesh means? Eichon Kol Chamesh means 2 hours before. Eichon Kol Chamesh means 2 hours before.
Right, from 10 to 11.
Right, 10 to 11 is the fifth hour. That's Rabbi Yehuda, correct. We want to welcome Rabbi Shaul Lieben to the Mabez Medesh. Shalom Aleichem. We're learning in Daf Yud Aleph from Mabez, the Mishnah. Yashar Koach for the article there, Georgia.
Did you read his wife's article?
No, not yet.
Later.
My mind is on Georgia. It's a good article, Shalom. It's a good article.
It's about my pay grade.
I assume your wife is rooting for Trump. Is that correct?
I apologize, I hit that
little terror
on my sandwich account, I'm sorry.
Weiter, okay, we're learning over here the Mishnah of Yudal from the base. The Mishnah over here is telling us the Zman Achila Beer. Now we have to set some guidelines. Hour number 7, Chatzos, let's clarify this Yisoid. Vagan Shas. Hour number 7 is 12:01. Chatzos, no daylight savings times here. Okay, we're just dealing regular hours. 12 o'clock is the beginning of hour number 7. Chatz, every single day when it's chatzos hayoim. Midday is the beginning of the 12:01 is the beginning of the seventh hour. That means when we talk about the sixth hour, it's the last hour of the day. When we talk about the fifth hour, it is the second to last hour of the day. When we talk about the fourth hour, that's the third to last hour of the day. All you gotta know is 4, 5, 6. What about Kriya Shema? Talk about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, you can say Kriya Shema until the third hour of the day, which is, well, that's not a Gaussian sugya.
The beginning of the third or until the end of the
day? No, the third hour of the day means the beginning of from the beginning of 3 until 4. And that would mean from 9 to 10. You can say Kriya Shema until the end of the third, until the fourth hour, which means you can say until 10 o'clock. Until 10 o'clock, you can say Kriya Shema. The third hour of the day is 9 to 10. Then comes from 10 to 11, and 11 to 12. 11 to 12 is, you're getting me all mixed up now. We're not doing Kriya Shema now. I don't want to do Kriya Shema. Let's just learn over here Chametz. Chametz, the Isser D'Oraisa Tit Chametz begins when? Begins at Chatzos. When is Chatzos? 12:01 is the beginning of the seventh hour. So that means when we talk about doing biur, burning the chametz during the sixth hour, that means the last hour of the day before Chatzos. 11 to 12. So Rabbi Meir says, "Eichlum chol chamesh." You're allowed to eat chametz during the second to last hour. The sarfin betchila sheish, and you begin to burn the beginning of the sixth hour. You have 1 hour. You have 1 hour until it becomes asam midaraisa. Do we pass like this? Absolutely not. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, we go back 1 hour. Oichlim kol arba. You can eat chametz until the entire fourth hour, until the fifth hour, which means you can eat chametz until 10 o'clock. Chametz can be eaten until 10 o'clock. And then v'toyldim kol chamesh. And then between 10 and 11, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. But you don't burn it either. You don't do nothing.
Toilet.
You hang. You let it hang. The surf and ashim. Oh, you want to sing over here, or you want to go into the base medrash?
Oh, it's back up. So I can use my shtender.
Okay. The toilet. Kol chamesh. The surf and you burn betchila shesh. Okay, and you burn betchila shesh. So that is a sheet. That is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, back up over here. Make some move for Shimon. It's a very shush operation over here.
The
mayor of Yehuda. Aloha, Rabbi Yehuda. A mayor. You take just plug into that. Plug into that. Wait 1 second. He has to.
Works
for this. This juice. We got juice. We got juice on this. Let me plug this into my thing over here. 1 second. The most important thing is that power.
That's what Trump said.
Power.
That's what Trump said.
If there's a will, there's a yoyrish.
If the will is irrelevant.
If there's a will, there's a yoyrish. Right. Vita. Okay, so we're doing the daf Yud Alf Beis. The man of vachil, the man of beer. Mayor says you can eat it for the entire fifth hour, which means we're shimming to review. Chatzos 12:01 is chatzos. Chatzos hayoyim. 12:01 is what we call the beginning of the seventh hour.
Correct.
I just want to clarify.
You can, from 11 to 12.
Oh, so he's that's our mayor. I want to clarify for Shimon, who just came in. Shimon, the 12:01 is the beginning of the seventh hour.
Correct.
Okay? So that means when it says that you burn it during the sixth hour, that means you burn it from between 11 to 12. Next. And when you eat it, Rabbi Omer, Oichim Kol Chomesh, V'Sav Mitchila Shesh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Oichlim Kol Arba. No, either on the fourth hour. V'Tolim Kol Chamesh, the second to last hour. V'Surf and you burn it Mitchila Shesh. V'Yoy Rav Rabbi Levi also said Shtei Chaloi Shol Toi. Another example. Two Chaloi Shol Toi. V'Sulois Munochai Sol Gabi Itzdeba. In the order, there's a sign to the Hamaynam to know when the Isra Achila has, when it's also to eat. And when they have to burn it, they would take two chalets of carbon toida, which has to be burnt. Munochais algabi it's that was on the platform. Kol zman she munochais, whenever the two chalets were present, kol am oichlim, everyone was permitted to eat. Nila achas toilin, no le oichlim v'loy sarfin. Nila shteyen, everyone know that's between the 6 hour. Hiskil kol am sarfin. Rabban gamliel oimer, chulin nechon kol arba, uchuma kol chamesh, Chulin is eaten four, and he holds that Teruma, in order that Chuma should not go to waste. It's an Issa Deraisa. Chuma, we don't live, we let you eat Chuma for one more hour. Uchuma kol chamesh, v'surfin b'tchila shesh. Okay, very yisoidist to commissioner. Maybe we should Rashi very quickly. V'surfin kol Rashi very quickly. V'surfin kol b'tchila shesh. Rashi, you clarify, is a very important point. V'yaf agav dekol shah shishis. That during the 6 hour midaraisa sharia, goz rabban Allah dilma toy v'surfin kol ala shish shehi shishis. The reason why Chazal told you to burn an hour early is because they were afraid if they let you burn if you allow to have until the very end, then what's going to happen? You're going to make a mistake. Nachamo, goz rabban Allah dilma. You can get mixed up. The sover ala shviyish shehi shishis. Avol chamishis loy toil lemeimar. No one's going to make a mistake. Ala shviyish shehi chamishis umuter. And that's why. Al Khamish did not make a mistake. Al Ashvir Shimut.
That makes it 7 to 5. So the 6 in between.
Because the sun on two different parts of the sky. So therefore, Chazal already told you that you're not allowed to eat during the 6th hour. During the 6th hour, the last hour of the day, you're not allowed to eat. Why not? Because if we do allow you to eat this year, maybe next year you'll end up eating after Chatzos. And after Chatzos is an Issa Deraisa. The reason why we don't let you eat the last hour of the day is Gzera. Why, once we're making the gzera, let's make the gzera for another hour. Let's make the gzera going back 2 hours. That's not necessary. No one's going to come, if we're going to let you eat during the fifth hour of the day, no one's going to come and end up eating the seventh hour because the sun's on the other side of the sun is on the other side of the sky. Next, toilim kol chamesh, we suspend. The eino eichel, the next Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says we go back 2 hours. Okay, v'lo eino eichel, the toy v'savar al shviyah shehi chamesh, because he holds eino chanami, a person will make a mistake between hour number 5 and hour number 7. if we will let you eat today, this year, in hour number 5, next year, you're going to come to eat in hour number 7. Umihu, however, lisroif einot sarich, you don't have to burn it. Umachil lebehento, you do not need to burn it during the 6th hour. You can feed it to your animals. Avol sheishis afbahano osim midrabon in gzer mishum shviyas. So Rabbi Yehuda is very complicated. He's very complicated. He says that you're allowed to eat through hour number 4. Hour number 5 is toilin. And hour number 6, it has to be burnt. Okay, then we give another example of shtei chalitz. Two chalitz or chometz. Because the carbon toida is one of two korbanos which has chometz. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was kosher lepesach the whole year round. Every single mincha was made from matzah. And you're not even allowed to put on the mizbeach chometz. Yeah, Shimon? It was shtei alechem. Right, that's the other exception. Shavuos, the only two exceptions. A carbon toida, 10 loaves of bread. There are 40 loaves of bread.
30 chametz and 10.
So 10 loaves of the toida were chametz, and the shtei halechem, two of the shtei halechem were chametz. So these are the exceptions. Shtei chalas shel chametz shel toida psulos. Now, what is in psulos? Remember, far as man paslinu. How did you have a pasul? Why was it pasul? Well, every single year you guarantee to have a carbon toida that's possible that you can go use in, as an example. Next, how you menaches b'chol erev Pesach agadah v'itzdavos stav. This is a platform. It was like a bench along the perimeter of the harbayis or that area. Shoy b'harbayis sham miskabsim v'yoshim b'nei adam v'ha yuroyim oisan l'simon. They were looking at nidlo achas v'yem b'tchilz chamish b'bo shliach bezin v'noitel achas. Okay, in the middle of the 5th hour, the essential of Bez, they took away one truma, then the last lach of the Mishnah, he holds another chiddush. Truma called Chomesh, the Asal, the Hafsit, Kadosh, and Biyadayim, Kozvan, Shiyachom, and Lachan. When it comes to truma, we're going to be one makel, we're going to let you eat the entire 5th hour, because we don't want truma to go to waste, because it's an Asr to go to burn truma, to cause truma to become possible. The Sarfim, the Tchila Shesh, the Havada, Ruba, Tov, Bein Shesh, Lashav, everyone agrees when it comes to the hour number 16 of Yehuda, then everyone agrees it has to be burned because you're going to make a mistake between hour number 6 and hour number 7. If we let you eat chametz, if we let you keep chametz in your possession this year in hour number 6, next year you'll end up keeping chametz in your possession during hour number 7, and that's Nisa Daraisa, Baal Yei Rohe, Baal Yei Motze. Okay, we did the basic rashi of the mission, now we're going to go through the Gemara. Tanan Asam, Yud Aleph Mabez. Tanan Asam, Echad Oimer, Lishnaim Yem Bechash Vechad Oimer, Bishleishu, Edusun Kayemes, Kiddush HaChodesh. Where does walk in? Now we're going to talk about mistakes. What are the parameters of making a mistake? So, guy walks in, if you take 50 ballots and you stuff to the machine 8 times, is that called a mistake? Or is that called, what are the parameters of making mistakes? Tell us. One person says that Reuven killed Nana, and I jump. We're not discussing that, we're discussing over murder. Murder! One guy says Reuven killed Shimon on the second day of the month. B'shnayim b'chodesh. The other one says b'shloisha. What is Allah? Eidusun kayames because shezeh yodea b'ibur shel chodesh.
The same cat.
Because
one said 3, one said 2.
Shezeh yodea b'ibur shel chodesh. Shezeh yodea b'ibur shel chodesh. They did not know it was 2 days shel chodesh, 1 day shel chodesh. Echad number one says b'shloisha. The other one says behei. The 2 days off. Then Edusan Beteila, because that's too much of a mistake. Next, Echaremer b'shtei shos, it happened at 2 o'clock. The Echaremer happened b'shaloi shos, Edusan Kayemes. Echaremer b'shaloi
shos,
the Echaremer wanted to become a Edusan Beteila. Devrei, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudai Meir, Edusan Kayemes. That's okay, you can make such a mistake. Echaremer wanted to become a Echaremer b'sheva, Edusan Kolocholis. Why? Because now it's the morning. Because the sun's the other side of the sky. People don't make mistakes. Why chatz yisha? Each half an hour forward, half an hour backwards. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one day. Let's calculate. And therefore, what did he say? May this does give you one day off. Let's see Rashi. Rashi did Ramaslut on the second word line. Kishim Zalomer, Kishet Tidaktek Bidrehem, Vitamid Al Mochoinoi. Isn't that a very beautiful expression, Rashi? When you'll be medactic in their words and you will establish them up in, on their right place, in their right setting. Timsa, Ledivra Bimeir, the kaya may do so the base the gimel mevatel shel gimel v'shel hey ein adam toya v'loy klum. Nothing. We have to explain that. He explains Rashi explains one moment. Now Rashi explains. Le Rebbe Meir ein adam toya v'loy klum. The atoya shakron hu. If someone indeed makes a mistake, he's a liar. Vahai the mekayim ah ibaze. So why then two and three day two day three is it going to be okay? Vahai the mekayim remeir edus shel shtayim the shalosh mishum sheshneim. They're both saying exactly the same thing because one is aware that Rosh Chodesh is 2 days and one is not. So basically, they're not making any mistake whatsoever. One says happened on the second day of the month, and the other one says on the third day of the month. They're not making a mistake. There is no mistake. They're describing the same exact event. The reason why he calls it two was because he was under the impression last month it's 30 days. And the reason why this guy calls it three, he was under the impression last month is only 29 days. But they're describing exactly, there's no mistake whatsoever. When the day was over, mild plus. ביציאת השלישי כשהשליש נכנסס ושניים כך ידעו והיידם השתיים בסוף שני הקומר והיידם קומר. Now that's not really what I said. That's saying something over here a little bit different. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain something a little bit different. He's saying over here is that when one says two, one says three, he's saying something totally different than what the Gemara said. What's going on over here? He's saying that they're really describing the same exact moment. The difference between them is a mashahu. When one said happened on day two, he means the very, very last moment of day two. And one says happened on day three, means the very first moment of day three. Okay, I thought the Gemara said the Ibu the Chodesh. What's going on over here? We have to see this whole back one moment on the Rashi. But over here, he's saying over here, at least in the Havim, but we have to go on some at a time. That this, they don't make any mistakes. Now, when we say they do not make any mistakes, the Habim can reconcile 2 and 3. So according to Rashi, the reconciliation is, well, the person that says 2, he means the very, very last moment of 2. The one that says 3 means the very first moment. Oh, but there's a mistake. That's not called a mistake. 1 second off on the atomic clock between 11:59 and 59 seconds and 12 o'clock, 0 seconds, that's not called a mistake. So therefore, that's really exactly the same thing. That's how the Gemara was learning at this moment in time. Next words of Rashi, Uladir Rabbi Yehuda, he allows you to make a mistake by 2 days. Why? Because really, he only allows you to make a mistake by 1 day. How do you have 1 day? Each one can make a mistake up to 12 hours. If each one makes a mistake up to 12 hours, so the meeting point is going to be 1 day. Let's see. Uladir Rabbi Yehuda told him, I want the Rashi, Diver Rabbi Yehuda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chadisha. Hilkach. Kiyamah Hai. When this one said Bishalish, Vahai Bechamish, Idusim Kayemis Wash, the Maisa Kihava Bepalgo de Arba. Now we're going to look at. Oh, you see, I'm making a mistake with the hours. See, I made a mistake. It's not days. I'm making a terrible mistake over here. I'm sorry. I'm mixing a different piece of Gemara. This Gemara over here is some of the hours of the day, day 2 and day 3. This memra is not the same memra as the memra before. That's the Gemara's kasha. I'm sorry, let's just take a focus on this memra. The case here is with two people coming to testimony exactly what hour in the day did the event take place. When it says 2 and day 3, we're not talking about the calendar dates. That was a mistake I made. When it says 2 and it says 3 over here, it means hour 2, hour 3. When did the event take place? So the fellow that still was hour 2, he means the very last moment of hour 2. The one that says hour 3, he took place the very first moment of hour 3. So therefore, they're really saying exactly the same thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's okay even if one says it took place in hour number 2, and the other fellow says hour number 4. That's also going to be okay. How can you go from hour 2 to hour 4? Because what we say is that one of them made a mistake a half an hour, and the other one made a mistake. So the guy that said 2, he made a mistake by a half an hour. When did the event really take place? 2:30. This fellow who said that it took place 2, he really meant to say the event took place at 3:30. The event took place exactly at 3:30. The fellow who said it took place at hour number 2, what did he really mean to say? It took place the very last moment of hour number 2. But he made a mistake by a half an hour. So the very end of hour number 2 is really the beginning of hour number 3. And he's off by a half an hour. The fellow who said that it took place hour number 4, He meant to say the very beginning of hour number four. But he's entitled to make a mistake by a half an hour. So he really took place at 3:30. Okay, you got the lumbus?
Yep.
You got the lumbus? So there are two different parts of the lumbus. When they contradict each other, each one really, well, the first guy really means the very end, and the second one really means the very beginning. And the machlokes from Rabbeinu Yehuda is, does a person make a mistake? Rabbeinu Yehuda says the person does not make a mistake. So therefore, the only way we can reconcile their testimony is one guy meant the very last moment of hour number two, the other one meant the beginning of hour number three. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake by a half an hour. So then, when one guy says two, he meant the very end of hour number two. When the other guy said four, he meant the beginning of hour number four. And since each one can be up by half an hour, we could assume the event took place at 3:30, so each one is off by half an hour. The truth was it took place at 3:30, and each one is really saying the same exact thing because they're allowed to make a mistake by a half an hour. This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Is that good? We're good with that? And then there are three lines from the bottom. Ulekame parich le chach hechi mahadrinan letzurufei edusan. Halul neimer dahai betchilas gimel kama vahai besef chamesh kama. What gives you the right to say that? Maybe, I told you two and four. Same thing, say three and five. Same thing. Maybe when the guy said two, whoever told us that when he says two, he meant the end of two. Maybe when he said two, he meant the beginning of two. And when the other fellow said, well, the other guy said four, who says he meant to say the beginning of four? Maybe he meant the end of four. And then they're way off. They were off for half an hour. Okay, that was the same question we had when he came to Rabbi Meir. And now we'll have to get back to in a few moments. That's the Mar's kasha. Back to the Gemara. Let's go back now to the Gemara. The Gemara is going back at Kishatim Soloimah. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara over here is after it gets wide. It's one, two, three, four lines down after it gets wide. After it gets wide, four lines down. We're going now, we're learning now a halacha in the Mishnah. We're done with Kiddush, with murder. We're now going back to the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, we're discussing exactly at what hour of the day. I'm sorry.
Going back to the murder scene?
I'm sorry. We're going back to the murder scene, right? The murder scene is hours. There are two parts to the murder scene. We have two parts. First, it was the date issue, and then there was the hour. So we're focusing on the hour issue. So I'm going to buy it. So Kitim Sulaimah will give Rabbi Meir Ein Adam Toya Veloy Kulam. The Rabbi Meir Yehuda Adam Toya Chatzi Shah. Now, Ledev Rabbi Meir Ein Adam Toya Veloy Kulam, Maisa Kiham, maybe the end of hour number two, with Mayel plus in hour number three. V'hai Dekam HaShtayim, Besav Shtayim. V'hai Dekam HaShalosh, Betchila Shalosh. Ledev Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toya Veloy Kulam, Maisa Kiham, V'pala Gadi Arba Hava. It was 3 and 5. I told you 2 and 3. Let's talk about 3 and 5. It was at 4:30. V'haidika ma'sholish b'sev sholish. The end of 3. V'ikotai b'pal gein d'shah. 3:30. It was the end of sholish, which means 4:30. End of hour number 3. The beginning of hour number 4. And you make a half an hour mistake, so if it's 4:30. V'haidika ma'chamesh. She meant b'tchilas chamesh. V'ikotai b'pal gein d'shata. L'acharei backwards. And that means that really the test on the same exact thing. Very good. Igad yarmisam say, amar abaye. The Gemara is going to go back and go over this very in detail in a few moments. Right now, let's go to the Gur Sois. Ikid Yarmi Sam say, I'm going to buy Kishim Salam, deliver Meir, according to the Meir, Adam Toyem Mashahu. Aha! Anayadin. Mashahu. A person makes a mistake of Mashu. Ledev Rebude Adam Toyem Shaha, whole hour Mashu. Ledev Rebbe Meir, Adam Toyem Mashu. Let's explore what that Maisa, he have a when the Maisa have a. Okay, the Maisa happened either at the end of two or at the beginning of number three. That's not the same. And Mele v'chavonai toy b'mashu. Okay, so in this version, we're talking going to be very medak. According to the Gemara's first version, the end of three, the beginning of two, is not called a mistake. It's the new definition of what's called the toos. In this version, we are acknowledging they did say different things, and there is going to be a small teeny gap between them. That is entitled. The Maisa happened either the end of two or the beginning of three. It's not exactly the same. There are a few seconds of off, and one of them is saying the MS, and the other one is made a mistake, but the mistake is only a Mashu. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says one can say two, one can say three. We can reconcile the difference between them by saying that the one that said two meant the end of two, the one that said three meant the beginning of three. One of them is telling us the truth, one of them is making a mistake, and a small mistake we allow. Next. Ledevre Rabbi Yehuda, who says 3 and 5. So what's the Maisa? Ledevre Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toya Shoho Mashu. Maisa Kihava. Now here is the major difference in this interpretation. Maisa Kihava Oy B'Soyv Shalosh Oy B'Tchilas Chamesh. Here what's going on. One of them said 3. and that means the end of three. And the other one said five. That means the beginning of five. So the difference between them is going to be an hour and a mashu. And we allow a person to make a mistake, an hour and a mashu. In other words, what's the fundamental difference between these two opinions, this mahalach and the previous mahalach? Is it the pshat? They both, this is very, very deep. This Gemara is unbelievable. Sholimin, you there? You love this stuff. This is unbelievable. The difference, the fundamental difference between these two mahalachim is, do we say they both made a mistake or only one of them made a mistake? And the Gemara is, in other words, here's the lumnus. Is there something called a half of a mashu? Shem tell you, tremendous chesh. It's much more important than we do in texting. This chesh I'm telling you, Shimon, is much more important than the text. It's incredible chesh I'm telling you. You're not going to hear this anywhere. And there are 1,048 dafyomis registered in the Good Official of America, and you're not going to hear this chesh in any of those does. Is there something called the mashu? Is there something in halacha called the chatzi mashu? Chometz is also b'mashu, right? Let's say I give you a chatzi mashu. Are you allowed to eat the chometz?
No.
Why not? You mutter. Mutalach. Chometz is also b'mashu. A teeny, teeny. Oh, you hear what he says over here? He says there's no such thing as half of a mashu. That's not nothing. A mashu is not nothing.
Whatever it is, it's a wrap.
Yes, and there's new sefer, it says this is chiddush. And there's new sefer, is there something called.
Which one?
If you're not new sefer,
it's
a new sefer. I know, I know, I'm just wrong. But is there something called a hair, a chatzi mashu? Is there something called a chatzi mashu? So here's the.
What are you saying?
So here's the case. According to the first Mahalach in the Gemara,
a half of a mashu
is nothing, is garnished. Therefore, listen to the lumnus. According to the first Mahalach, we're saying both of these people made a mistake. One fellow said two, and one said three. The one that said two is the end of two, at 2:59 and 59 seconds. The other one said,
by one second.
Let's say 1 second, okay? So at 1 second, we're calling now to be a mashahu. And what are we saying now, according to the Gemara's first mahalach, they made a mistake by 30 seconds apiece. They made a mistake. What? By half a second. No. This is the point. You're missing the point. This the whole world depends upon this point. According to the first Mahalik, they both made a mistake. Both of them.
Why can't you say only one made a mistake?
That's the difference. That's just because if only one of them made a mistake, the other one made a mistake by a mashahu. In the Gemara's first answer, there's no mistake. Ein adam toya veloy klum. Veloy klum. Let's get the case. What's the case? The Gemara says the case. One says it happened at 2:59 and 59 seconds. And the other one says it happened at 3 o'clock on the dot. Contradiction. Right? So the Gemara's answer, the first answer was, you know when the mice really happened? 2:59, 59 and a half seconds. So the guy that said 2 o'clock made a mistake by a chatzi mashu. And the guy that's at 3 o'clock, he made a mistake by a chatzi mashu. They both made a mistake by a chatzi mashu. A chatzi mashu is not called a mistake. What?
One says 2 and the other says 3?
No. One said 2 and one said 3. So the Gemara says, Ein odom toye veloy klum. In the second mahalach, what did the Gemara say? Odom toye mashu. What's the chilek? So the Gemara spells it out. The chilik is in the first mahalach, both of them made a mistake. In the second mahalach, one of them is correct, and the other one, only one of them made a mistake. It's a major difference. In the Gemara's first mahalach, you accusing, can you imagine this?
Can you get words inside and tell me what you're talking about?
Yes.
Go back to the Gemara. Go back to Abaya. I'm an Abaya, okay? Go back very quickly. I'm an Abaya.
Kirzulayma.
The Divrei Rabbi Meir. Read the words. Ein odom toye veloy klum. People don't make mistakes. What do you mean? One guy said 2, one guy said 3. How do you explain that to me? So made a mistake. Someone said 2, one said 3. What do you mean don't make a mistake? Who explains? L'de Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya Chatzi Shah. Now the Gemara explains. L'de Rabbi Meir, Ein, the Gemara explains. Ein Adam Toya V'loy Klum. The Gemara emphasizes. Maisa Ki Hava. When did the Maisa happen? It happened at B'meipak Tarte. When two was over. Umayil Tlas, when three began, in the middle between the end of two and the beginning of three. The Maisa happened when? 2:59 and 59 and a half seconds. And they both made a mistake by a half a second. A half of a Masha who is not called a mistake. Vahai Dikamar Shtayim. The one that said two, what did he mean? He meant 2:59 and 59 seconds. Besoivstein, look, that's not when the Maisa happened. The Gemara here is clearly saying that the guy that said two made a mistake. Because the Maisa really happened b'meipak tarte u'mayil tlas. But this guy said it happened besoivstein. It means the end of two, 2:59 and 59 seconds. V'haidika ma'asholosh b'tchila sholosh. Both of them made a mistake. By how much? By a half of a mashu. A half of a mashu is not called a mistake. Ein odom toye veloy klum. Chomet is also a mashu, but it's mutor a chatzi mashu. Okay? Person who takes an x-ray, they'll find dots all over the place. What are these dots? So doctor says, don't worry about it, it's nothing. What do you mean it's nothing? It's something. This is called a chatzi mashu. Don't look for trouble. I'm a doctor, I'll tell you when there's a mashu. This that you see here on the x-ray is a chatzi mashu. Now, if you don't remember, chatzi shot. Each one made a mistake. They both, it's incredible what the Gemara is doing. According to Abaye is saying, both of these people are making mistakes. The world is full of mistake makers. Some people make little mistakes, some make big mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Ein adam ein tzadik ba'aretz sheyaseh toiv ve'lo yachetah. Weiter. Adam toya chatzi shah ma'isa gehavah b'halgah ma'isa gehavah b'halgah b'halgah ma'isa happened at 4:30. And this guy that said two, this guy that said three meant the end of three. So how much was his mistake? Half an hour. The guy that said five, he made a mistake also. Half an hour. Now comes the clincher. Yeah? Is that the right term? Clincher? What's clincher mean?
Like the thing that...
Clinches.
It's the final.
Fighter. Some say, Amen Abaya. Kesha Tim Salomar, Mayor Odom, Toya Mashu. Who made
the mistake? What's Mashu in these scenarios?
A Mashu, a second.
That's what it means?
Yeah.
When is Edis ever locked into a second?
That's the Machlaikis. When you come to Tesla, you have to look at
Tesla. Sure, it seems like the lowest amount of Google.
You never saw a Yekka? You know all the
Yekka. The guy tells me he didn't come to call. What time did you see Reuven Kiel Shimon? 9:53 and 17:00.
Yeah, there are people like that. There are not too many of them around anymore. But you know all the Yekka jokes. The guy tells his wife, Mitzvah Shabbos, I'm coming home late. Tell your wife, I'm coming home late. Mitzvah Shabbos. You know why? Because we're going to start saying the same Talamot to Levracha. It's going to take me a half a second more. This Mitzvah Shabbos. Don't forget to tell your wife that when you go into your corona room to daven Ma'ariv, you're going to be coming out late. You're going to spend more time in the Sbodidus because you have to save the St. Talmud Motor. That's what Yekka said. Yekka is like.
It's the
fifth. We've changed centuries.
It used to be the fourth.
We figured the verse. Now in Nayadar, it's always going to be the fifth. But Shabbos, Friday night, is the fifth, right? So it's going to be the sixth. It's going to be the sixth. The sixth.
No, it's supposed to be that's in the fifth, but it's
you don't say the same talamot. You don't say the same talamotar on Shabbos. Weiter. What does that mean for us? Is that a sibin for us? What does that mean for us? That in Shabbos, you're not going to say the same talamot. The erst is man.
I don't know why you say same talamot.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What do you say?
Who even says it?
What do you say? What?
Who even says it?
Who even says it? When was the last time you davened with a minion?
We don't have any saints. We're Jewish. What's the saint that we're under?
When was the last time you davened with a minion? When was the last time, really? When was the last time with a minion?
February.
A minion is those little things that they have on TV, a minion. What do you mean? I go to minion every morning. I have a bell curry. What do you want from me?
You go in every day to your shul?
Yes.
So why don't you come to here to Spink?
Because Spink is full of corona.
Woo!
Spink doesn't wear masks. You know, Israel wears masks. Required.
Okay, very good. What?
Where do you go, Shlomo? You go to Young Gazoo?
Go see the Avenue J.
6:55? 6:30? 6:55.
He's about clear.
On Tuesday, Wednesday, and 6:45, Monday, Thursday.
You're not allowed to cough. I go to the Minchas Marson. You're not allowed to cough there. You cough there, you get shot.
They have weapons.
They kill you on the spot if you cough. Literally scary to dominate.
What happens if you sneeze? They hang you up.
Sneeze, they'll jump at the windows like the receiver is catching them.
Weiter.
It's unreal.
Weiter. The high because of the bag of the shot, look at the high
to come out. Did you have the corona?
What?
I wonder if Shimon had the corona at all.
Do you have corona? Shimon, do you have corona?
I had.
You had it?
Of course.
You had corona?
Of course.
You were sick?
Yeah.
How bad?
1 week.
What happened to you? What would you feel like?
Extreme body pain.
Wow, body pain?
Lower back first 2 days, upper back next 2 days.
Ay.
And then lethargic for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks?
Solid couple of weeks.
Ay. Your wife?
Wife just lost her taste as well.
And your kids?
5 got it today. No, 4 got it today.
What's your blood type?
Regular, not O
positive. A? You're A?
Wonderful, not
open. All right, Baruch Hashem, he's here tonight.
The only mark I got good is my blood.
What?
The only mark I ever got good in my life is my blood type.
What's your blood type?
A plus.
Oh no, you better stay home. Don't go to shul.
Why? What happened?
That's not the good type.
You still have no antibodies still?
A is not the good type to have for this.
Still have no antibodies.
You don't want to have A. Go get a transfusion.
Switch it for B or C.
Switch
it.
Switch all your blood. It's not the good blood type. A is not good. You better be careful. It's not a joke.
O is what's hot.
A is the worst. O is the best. But it doesn't mean anything because there are a lot of dead people that have O. And there are a lot of little living people that have A. So
I thought
it does.
O was negative.
What?
I thought O was negative.
O no. Negative?
No, you can have O negative, O positive.
There's only one type of O. There's only one type of O. No one has the other type. O negative. There's no O positive. No one has it. It doesn't exist. They don't make it. It was discontinued, O positive.
It's only one negative.
The Bnei Shalom stop making those type of people. Weiter in the Gemara. Okay, Chamesh, it's incredible Gemara. The person, they both make mistakes. This is the difference in the second Kishah, Tim Shalom Labai. It's incredible. Only one person is making a mistake. Only one person. One guy got it right. And the other guy made a mistake. But what's the trade-off? The trade-off is the one that made a mistake made a real mistake of a mashu. Because you can no longer split the mashu between them. In the Gemara's first Mahalech, we said both of them made a mistake. And each one only made a mistake by a mashu. Oh, a chatzi mashu doesn't count. But in the second half of the Gemara, why do you want to go and make both people have a mistake? You don't want to do that. Only one guy made a mistake. The trade-off is only one guy made a mistake, it means the one guy did not make a mistake. It means the one that made a mistake made a gross mistake. He made a mistake by a whole mashu. The maisa happened either at the end of three, the end of two, or the beginning of three, one or the other. We're not going to say that it happened in between. In the Gemara's first mahalach, okay, one guy says two, Yeah, the Gemara says this. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you, the Gemara is saying this. You're not paying attention. The Maisa Kihava, not in the middle, not at 3:30, like we said, not at 4:30. The ma'is happened either at the beginning of five or at the end of three. One or the other. Which means one guy is saying the truth and the other guy made a mistake. And it's accepted. Why? Because he made a mistake by an hour and a mashu. Oh, before it's Chumash. V'chad. It's incredible chiz. V'chad minay kotoy shol mashu. Even a yisoidist to gemach likes in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when somebody made a mistake, do we want to spread the mistake around, share the mistake? You made a little mistake, you made a little mistake. Or do we say, no, one guy is a sholem, he's a sholem, and the other guy, he'll push off the bridge. He's got to go. Weiter. He told the Gan to shear. The daf Yemi gave, he gave the daf before Rav. Omar. He's using a kash now. I don't understand something. One guy says two, one guy says three. Everyone here is a grois alamdan. The guy that said two, he meant the end of two. The guy that said three meant the beginning of three. So the nafkamin is, do you make a mistake in a mashu? You make no chatzi mashu? Who said? Maybe the fellow who said two, he meant the beginning of two. And the guy that said three, he meant the end of three. They're off by 2 days. Who's told you?
2 hours.
Who told you to put them together? Omar, my, what would be so bad? Ilu daikinon will be exact. We will interrogate them. Torture, waterboarding. We'll mamish, electrocute them with ala gutazachin until they confess exactly when they saw the ma'isa, and the result that will come out of their mouth will be contradictory. My, ilu daikinon machani sadi dahai dekamar shalosh. Betchila shalish, v'hai dekamar chomesh, v'soif chomesh, v'avi edus mucheshes, v'loy kalinon. If we would talk or go and v'yiftach Hashem es piho osoin and get those words out of their mouth, then there's nothing to talk about. V'ana neker v'nakvel mitzveiko. And now that when the guy says two and this guy says three, so this guy says according to Rabbi Meir, this guy says three, this one says five. Oh, we make these broad assumptions. We paint with a very wide brush. 100,000 votes, 200,000 votes, all the same, right? Rachman Omar, v'shavtu ha'eda v'yitzilu ha'eda. Can't be that we let him get away with this. What's going on? What's going on? The whole Omar Gemara doesn't make any sense. Elo, Omar Rava. So Rava now, let me tell you the way it happened. Let me tell you the Gan Samais over here. Elo, Omar Rava, the mayor, according to the mayor, he says, Mordi Gezach. Adam Toyesh Deshais. Chosimashu. 1 hour and 59 minutes. Ledev Rabbi Yehuda doesn't explain. Ledev Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toyesh Sholoshos Chosimashu. Now he explains. Now he's going to be Mazbir. Did you notice that Mesechta Pesachim, I've noticed this, the Gemara is much more marich in its expression than many other Mesechtas? Do you notice that? Shlomi, your Gebaki and Shas, it was like edited. The editor of Masechta Pesachim was much more marach, had a different sprach. What?
I'm a bucky in pass and shoyskin.
Pass, bread, and shoyskin and drink. Well, very good. Instead of saying shasu poiskin, he said pass the shoyskin. It's like the people of the Harav HaGoin. Al tigre goin elagun.
Birchus idiot.
Weiter. When you say Birchus, okay. Birchus idiot. Kala beinecha. My father used to tell me, Noshim daiton kalois. Not with a chaf, but with a kuf. No, not with a kuf. With a chaf. The girls. The girls, their one track mind to find the boy to get married. Noshim daiton to be a kal, yeah. With a chaf. The one to become a kala. Vaita.
Tav
lemesav tondu lemesav amaloi. Vaita, Rabbi Yehuda, oi mer, toye, adam toye, shoshosh, chosim, mashu, adam toye, shoshosh, chosim, mashu, mais, yava. Now here we go to mais. When the mais is very, this is the most important part of the Gemara. Mais, yava, oi bitchila shtayim, oi bisoiv shosh. So he is Rava, if you take note, is following the Mahalech. Is following the Mahalech, the second version of Abaya. Kishatim Solomar. Ladivri Abaya, meaning one fellow is saying is accurate, is on the mark, and the other guy is off the wall. Okay? The first Mahalik, in the first Mahalik of Abaya, the whole approach was that both of these people are making a mistake. In this version, only one person is making a mistake. And the other person is saying it's absolutely correct. It's on the mark. Okay? So we're going with the approach that one person is correct and one person made a mistake. So there he says, a person makes a mistake.
Two less emotion.
Ledivre, Rabbi Meir, Adam Toya, a person made a mistake. Shtei shos, two hours. Chosemashu. So when one guy says two, he means the beginning of two, the beginning of two, the extremes, and he means the other guy says that's already two, that's already 159 off. The chabi now one of them is saying the chabi one of them is making a mistake. Unbelievable. So he's going to mamash with mikotze el kotze.
The first one is much more understandable. It could technically be a 2 minute mistake or a minute 59, an hour 59.
Right.
The three is much more harder to understand.
L'devre Rav Yehuda Adam Toye Shalosh Shoyz Chaser Mashu.
You're dealing with the third number.
People make mistakes. They make the biggest mistakes in life. Look at these people get married.
Everybody makes mistakes.
He worried about making a mistake, but he's telling me that people don't make such big mistakes. I'll take you to all these weddings.
But the one and two.
Look, he's laughing.
The one and two could be an hour 59. The one and three is 2:59. It's
Vaita. I hear what you're saying. Adam Toya Sholosh Shos Chosemashu. Ma'isak Yava Oy Betchila Sholosh Oy Besayf Chamesh. V'chamina Kotoy. One is being like Sholosh Shos Chosemashu. Tanan. Learn the Mishnah. How you boitkim Oysa B'Shev Achakius. Now we go back and start with the Mar Sanhedrin. We learned this not so long ago. Masechta Sanhedrin. A person. The boitkim Oysa B'Shev Achakius. Seven questions. Be'ezah Shavua. Which Shemitah cycle? Does this event happen during the first? This Shemitah cycle, by the way, next year is Shemitah, by the way. You have some extra money to carry out Shemitah, they're going to be knocking on your door. Shemitah is coming up, you know that? Shemitah is coming up this coming year.
Next Rosh Hashanah is Shemitah?
Yeah. Vita. No Prozbul. Prozbul is when Shemitah is over. If you see people making a Prozbul this Erev Rosh Hashanah,
that's the wrong year.
They don't know what they're doing. This is not the Minhag Yisrael.
No, it's the end of Shemitah.
Some Shagas. This is not the Minhag Yisrael. This is the Das Yochid to make a principle. It's a new Meshagas now. People don't know halacha. Chadoshim
la'pekodim. When does Karen go back? The end of
Shemitah. Not this Erev Rosh Hashanah. Next Rosh Hashanah is going to make a principle. Not this Rosh Hashanah will be the beginning of the Shemitah. The Karuk is not, the loans are Meshamet at the end of Shemitah. What? No, we have the new loans. You have new loans. You have to do it the very last moment in case you made a loan, even every Yom Tov. Tanan, how you bite Kim? I say b'sheva b'chakivas b'ezer shavua b'ezer shana. What year in the Shemitah cycle? B'ezer chodesh b'kam b'chodesh b'ezer yoyim b'ezer shah b'ezer makayim. Fine. B'tanya u'ma bein chakivas l'bedigas. What's the chilim between a chakir and a bediga? Chakira is Amar. When it comes to a chakira, Amar one says, "Echam yam any yodei." I don't know. A dusan b'teila. A chakira is the fundamentals. The fundamentals. Bedika is afilu shneim oimim ein anu yodin. A dusan kayemes. A bedika is lightweight. What was the brand name of his shirt? Brooks Brothers or Shimon? What's another name? Hugo Boss.
Joseph.
Okay, what was the brand name of a shirt? Was the shirt checkerboard? Was it? What was the name? That's a bedika. That's not important. Vavina ba ma'ishna chakivas ma'ishna bedikas. Vavina bechakivas amar echad mehem in yodei edus and metela. The havel edus. Why? If he says I don't know edus, she'ia the yisoid is edim zaymimim. There has to be potential to say imano hisem. The havel edus she'atu yochal hazima bedikas edus she'atu yochal hazima he. And it's not so important because these questions is not a kind of imanu ha'isem. The ikar is that there should be potential for someone to say, how can you possibly say edus imanu ha'isem ba'isa yoyim in another location? So anything which is necessary in order to say imanu ha'isem, if you do not know the answer, that's called Eidus Shehetu Yochel HaZima, that's called the Chakira. But when it comes to other details, that's not so important. Now, if you're going to tell me that each person makes a stick kula high, Chakira is the Eidus Shah Nami, Eidus Shehetu Yochel HaZima, the Omar Miti Kat Inan. If you're going to say over here that a person, then you're going to say that a person can make a mistake by at least 2 hours or 3 hours, according to each respective opinion. So therefore, if Reuven says that if someone testifies, Reuven killed Shimon at this time, and then someone, the witness come and they say, Imanu Hayisem, you're with us that moment in time. So, oh yeah, you're right, I made a mistake. I was taka with you when you said, but the murder took place an hour before, an hour later, or vice versa. So it's always, if you're telling me now that there's such a thing that a person, this question goes back on the whole sugya, on the whole daf, the previous daf. If you're going to tell me that a person is allowed to make a mistake, then they'll never ever have an edus that's yato yochel azima. Because every time someone says, how can you say this time it happened, imanu hayisim at that time. So you'll say back one of two things. Either you made a mistake by an hour, or I made a mistake by an hour. But it did not happen at the same time. I was with you when you say that does not prevent me from going in my car and getting to the other location within another 2 hours or 3 hours. There's plenty of time. In 3 hours, you can travel half the world already in 3 hours. Right? It's a very long period of time. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, you are gerecht. This is absolutely correct. Yavin le kula to usayu. You're right. Rabbi Meir, yavin le mitchila shah vishayna at saif chamishas. According to him, we give him from the beginning of, you know, the entire spectrum. In other words, think of the mercy very bechidish. You can make a 2-hour mistake. So you got to cover yourself from beginning to end. If the guy says it happened, the guy's happened at 2 o'clock, right? So maybe really it happened, the guy says 2 o'clock, maybe really happened at 0 o'clock. You give the guy 2 hours, right? You give the guy 2 hours, 0 hours, army time. Army time, right? The guy says it happened at 2 o'clock. So maybe he really made a mistake and it happened at 0 hours. That's 2 hours backwards. And when the guy says, Imanu Hayisem, but maybe made a mistake going forward, maybe it really happened. If he says at 2 o'clock, it means the end of 2 o'clock, which means 3 o'clock, 2 hours, 4 to 5. So when the guy says 2 o'clock, we don't know if he meant the beginning of 2 o'clock or the end of 2 o'clock. And he can make a mistake by 2 hours. So therefore, we have to take into consideration all of the possibilities and know that he cannot finagle his way out. If he says it happened at 2 o'clock, so maybe we have to take into consideration, meant the beginning of 2 o'clock, which means, and you can make a mistake for 2 hours. So the beginning of 2 o'clock, you have 2 hours backwards, 0 hours. If maybe when he said 2 o'clock, he meant the end of 2 o'clock, which really means 3 o'clock, we got to go until 5. So that means in order to say Imanu Hayisem, a fellow has to say you were with us from 0 hours until 5 o'clock. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it?
Okay, yes.
Vaitam, Yavila Mitchlas Shah Rishon at Sai Khabish. Then who will the Nase of Lume Kara Tfe? Really, we should go back even further. Ella Ben Yamamalita in Shay. We should go back even further. Why should we go back even further? If the guy says 2 o'clock, why back even further? Let's do Rashi. What does that mean over here? Why should we go back even further? Why further? You make a mistake 2 hours. So we went back the full 2 hours. Let's see the Rashi. Umashani, the mayor of Yehuda. Where's the Rashi over here? Udin 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 La'ad Hameid B'shtayim Kim Mekor Tvei Shtei Shos Koidin D'chayinu B'sha If he says
it happened at 2 o'clock, we said the beginning of 2 o'clock. So the beginning of 2 o'clock, what did it say over here in the Gemara? The Gemara over here, Nachmal the Gemara. The Kul Yamal, Nachmal. The Amen, Mitchilas Shah Rishayin. In other words, we don't go back so far. We don't go back to 0 hour. No, we do. Mitchilas Shah Rishayna at Soich. The guy said 2 o'clock. What time did he say? To end of 2? All right, we should really go back. If we're going back 2 hours, we should go back to 11 o'clock at night, minus 1 hour. Let's review. The guy said 2 o'clock. So what does that pass? It means the beginning of 2. So the beginning of 2, go back 1 hour. 1 hour is from 2 to 1 o'clock, and then from 1 to 0 o'clock. Wait, that's the beginning of this of the first hour. I'm confused here. Shlomi, can you help me over here? What do you mean we can go back further? What do you mean we go back further? We've gone back as far as we can go back. The Rav Meir, listen to Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Masla Rav Meir, Medium, Adam Toya Beis Shoyos. Yavin Lahane, Lahane, the Shtayim, the Gimel, the guy that's at 2 and 3, Mitchila Sha'or Rishoyna, at Soif Chamesh Bein, between both of them. What do we mean? Lahai the Shtayim, the one that said to Yavin Le Sha'or Rishoyna, Ushnia, Ushlishus Revis. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ulahai the Gimel Yavin Le, we give him ad chamishis v'suloi. The chi aminan le lahai the shtayim b'shnia iman. When they say number two b'shtayim b'shnia iman ohayisa yesha b'tu isi shtei shos lachorai u'maisa haya b'rishayna v'yoyin haya le loymar maisa haya kaidim l'rishayna. Now what does it mean over here? The maisa took place before the rishayna. If he says two, and I, if it means two, right, that makes sense now, right? If he says two, he means the beginning of two. Show me, I got it now. The guy said two. I understand. So that means the beginning of two. So go back 1 hour. The beginning of one. And that's it. What do you mean the beginning of one? We should go back to hour zero, like I said originally. The guy says two. Yeah?
Yeah.
This fellow says the Maisa took place at two o'clock. We have a right to assume it took place at the beginning of two. Oh, they're doubting Marav now. So how much do you go back? You go back 2 hours. 2 hours, hour zero. Hour zero. We're not going back to hour. We're going back to hour number one. Why number one? Terry says you don't make a mistake between night and day. Daylight and darkness. Vayavdil l'kim min or ben achoshach. Vayigil l'kim l'or yoyim. V'lachoshach kor lo'ilo. Okay, Shabbos. We learn Shabbos about what time? 3 o'clock? About 3 o'clock. Shouldn't you going to come 3 o'clock? Shlomi, come Shlomi, bring a mask. Bring an N95 mask. You come learn over here in the spink.
Put on a whole little hazmat suit.
We have oxygen here. Clean, pristine.
Thank you, I'll get down. Go ahead.
How was Chris?
Baruch Hashem.
What? It's good cut, everything went well. You know, sitting shit.
Oh, I know that's have to call him, that's right. What happened? His father passed away? His father? Who is he? Who is?
I was sore, not all his life, besides 5 years he worked.
No, he is. Never heard of him.
He's never heard of him. He's Florida. He was in the Lakewood.
Where did he die from? Corona? Oh,
he had what he called.
Everyone dies from Corona.
He had pre-existing conditions.
Everyone dies from
Corona. He wasn't a well man. He had cancer a couple of years ago, and he had heart condition.
My brother's mother-in-law is sitting here for a twin brother, Elias Suratskin.
Yeah. It's, who's it?
Elias Suratskin.
No, I know who Elias Suratskin. Who's she?
She's a.
You said your brother's.
She's a Suratskin.
Who?
My brother's mother-in-law.
Nassan's mother-in-law is a Suratskin.
Suratskin. She lost her twin brother. So he had cancer for a while.
All right.
Right, for a couple of years, very, very serious, but he died from Corona.
It depends. Do you want to set fear on people, or do you want to?
It's a fact. My brother didn't make it up. Like, you know, people.
But the other fact is 99.